two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
News. Good morning, KSL News Time now, 6 o'clock. It's Wednesday, the 9th day of September. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 43 degrees.
No crashes to start this morning's drive. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
KSL's top story this hour. The cleanup continues after that powerful windstorm knocked down trees and power lines all across northern Utah.
The tree came down hours later onto our home.
Our live team coverage begins with KSL News Radio's John Wojcik, live on the scene near 12th West and 4th North in Salt Lake City with the latest. John?
Yeah, Amanda, if it wasn't bad enough that a massive windstorm yesterday knocked out power for more than 170,000 homes and businesses, it comes in a stretch of cool days where the current temperature is in only the mid-40s. Now, to help alleviate that burden, there's currently four warming shelters set up around Salt Lake, including this one here at Northwest Recreation Center. Now, in terms of getting the power back on, officials with Rocky Mountain Power say they're working around the clock at it.
Crews are out there working hard, tree crews, line crews. So we just asked that people show a little bit of patience.
Spokesperson Spencer Hall says the most recent update is that approximately 111,000 customers in the state are currently without power. Unfortunately, many of those individuals will be left in the dark throughout today. Now, it should be noted that parts of northern Utah could still experience strong wind gusts early this morning, but a high wind advisory is set to expire at 9 o'clock. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Salt Lake City, Davis, and Weber school districts remain closed a day after that windstorm knocked down trees and cut power at many of their school buildings. Others will be back in session today. KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas continues our live team coverage.
While Salt Lake City schools will be closed, they will have food service at seven locations, including East and West High Schools, Northwest Middle School, and Edison, Backman, Whittier, and Meadowlark Elementaries. The Canyon School District says three of its schools will be closed because of ongoing power outages: Albion Middle, Brookwood, and Quail Hollow Elementary Schools. The University of Utah will be open and operating. No official word yet on Weber State, but power has been restored to most of the campus in Ogden, and employees are expected to come to work. And Layton Christian Academy sent out a cheerful message this morning saying it will be open today. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
The effort to clear roads and unblock driveways in the Rose Park area on the west side of Salt Lake City is bringing a community together, even though many don't know one another.
I think community is really, really important. Like, it's something that can't be bought or sold. It has to be built.
Eric Anderson says 2020 has been a divisive year, but seeing that people still care enough to help out at a time like this has been positive.
It was a nice thing to see yesterday. Over the next couple of days, a lot of Utahns are going to be digging out their insurance policies to see what coverage they have for wind damage. KSL-TV's Matt Gephardt reports all Utah homeowner policies cover wind and storm damage.
Let's talk about one important thing that insurance does not cover. That is, if a tree topples, your own personal tree topples in your yard, if you need to have that sawed up, you need to have that hauled away to the landfill, that is the kind of thing insurance will not cover.
Matt says comprehensive car insurance will also cover damage from the storm, but liability-only policies will not.
The National Guard again comes to the rescue. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, dozens more people trapped by the Creek Fire in the Sierras east of Fresno, California, were rescued by helicopter yesterday. It was hard for hikers and rescuers to find each other.
We're trying to get off our hiking trail and get down to the resort, and you don't know where the fire's really at. All you see is a bunch of, you know, smoke.
It's one of many fires burning all across California. The Senate due to vote on a slimmed-down stimulus bill tomorrow. tomorrow, with Democrats saying it doesn't go nearly far enough. Senator Patrick Leahy says Senate Leader Mitch McConnell knows it won't pass.
It appears all he wants is a show vote.
But McConnell asks to pass items of agreement first, then argue items of disagreement later. Phase 3 trials of AstraZeneca's coronavirus vaccine are on hold after a British volunteer had a severe reaction. Researchers at Oxford University say it's just temporary to find out what happened. And police chiefs of Rochester, New York, and Dallas, Texas, the latest to announce resignations in the wake of ongoing demonstrations. In Dallas, Pastor Freddie Haynes supported Chief Renee Hall, the first black female to lead the department.
She understood that the system needed to be corrected.
Chiefs all across the country are complaining they're not being supported by city leaders. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
The number of people killed by Hurricane Laura has risen again. ABC's Jim Ryan says Louisiana has now lost 26 people to the storm.
A house fire has claimed the life of a man who was using a candle because his power was still out 13 days after Laura struck. Lake Charles Mayor Nick Hutter sees signs of recovery.
We're seeing pockets of electricity pop up around Lake Charles.
Relief supplies have flowed into Louisiana since the storm, but Hutter knows that wildfires are ravaging the West and snowstorms threaten the Rockies. His appeal to the public:
don't forget about us. Don't forget about Lake Charles.
Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Coming up on KSL, comparing yesterday's windstorm to another infamous storm in 2011.
And we'll check your triple team traffic.
Freeways moving pretty well this morning. No particularly slow spots. It's city streets where you may run into some traffic lights that are out. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 6:05.
Your constant news source and companion. Play KSL on your Amazon Alexa at home and stream our in-depth talk coverage all day. Go to KSLNewsRadio.com.
The kids are back in school, and it's time to take care of that quarantine cushion. For the entire month of September, Skinny Utah is offering 25% off all programs. That's right, 25% off all programs. Are you ready to feel better, get healthy, and lose 20 pounds in the first 40 days with Skinny Utah? Then visit SkinnyUtah.com to get started. Skinny Utah has 3 convenient offices in Draper, Orem, and Centerville. Everything is 100% natural, no drugs or hormones, and no prepackaged meals to buy. You can choose an in-person consultation or a video call, whichever's easiest for you. Skinny Utah is following all PPE practices by wearing masks and disinfecting after every client to help keep you safe. Visit SkinnyUtah.com to learn how to save 25% off all Skinny Utah programs. Look your best. Feel your best. Visit SkinnyUtah.com. You have nothing to lose but the weight. That's SkinnyUtah.com. Do it for you. SkinnyUtah.com.
When it comes to your company's health insurance or your own, don't shop just a few carriers. Shop them all with Magellan HCM. Visit shopmyplan.com.
I want to tell you about my amazing experience with Serta Pro Painters. I had them come out to my house to give me one of their free estimates, and it was a small job. My front door had some cracking, some chip paint. It was starting to rot in some places. In fact, I thought it was going to need to be replaced. But when Serta Pro came out to my house, I said, "Don't even worry about this. We can fix this up, no problem." And I was so amazed at the estimate, so amazed at the price, that I had them paint the entire front side of my house, including the garage door, for a lot less than I budgeted. It was beautiful, professional, worry-free, and completely delivered on what they promised. So schedule your free estimate at SertaPro.com. Make sure you spell Serta with a C, because each Serta Pro painter's business is independently owned and operated. You're dealing with people that are right here in your community. Serta Pro Painters, proven and trusted experts in painting. Visit them at SertaPro.com. That's SertaPro.com.
Hey, if you're just joining us this morning, we've had some questions in the last little bit from texters wondering if the Granite School District would cancel classes today. We have no official word on that. We do know, however, that Salt Lake City, Davis, and Weber School Districts remain closed a day after that windstorm knocked down trees and cut power to some of their buildings. Some of those schools in those districts will be open for lunches today.
The cleanup continues from yesterday's windstorm. The damage seems similar to a windstorm we had in December of 2011. That storm was stronger, but this storm was bigger.
A National Weather Service meteorologist in Salt Lake says the top speed of the 2011 windstorm was 102 miles an hour. Now, Tuesday morning,
they made it up to 99 miles an hour. It's only 3 miles an hour different. This one's a lot more widespread in the Salt Lake area in particular.
Christina Cruz says this one affected a much larger area next to 2011's being focused in Davis County. And this one was a weirder event considering it's not even fall.
You need really cold air coming from Wyoming and from the Great Plains. And that's typically difficult to do in early September.
Todd Fuchs, KSL News Radio.
The Ether Hollow Fire is still burning near Mapleton. Mandatory evacuations have been lifted, however, but homeowners are being told to be ready in case the fire flares back up. At last check, the fire was 0% contained and burned more than 1,000 acres.
In South Salt Lake, a couple says they're lucky to be alive after an 8-foot-long tree branch came crashing through their roof and landed on the bed where they were sleeping.
The size of that and how heavy that, you know, piece of wood that was laying across the bed is, you just have to feel lucky.
Stephen Ayton says if the branch had come down just a couple feet in the to the right, someone could have died.
Wow. 6:09, hoping for a better day today, and so far it looks like we've got it. Triple Team Traffic here, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. We'll get it started with Andy Farnsworth.
And right now we're looking pretty good as you started off in the Salt Lake Valley. I-15 going at the full speed limit toward downtown. No delays out of Tooele County. You'll feel the wind as you drive, especially close to Salt Lake City. And you may still run into some intersection lights without power, but I haven't seen any particularly slow spots, at least so far this morning. Eric?
You got a little bit of eastbound slowdowns on I-80 as you get closer to Foothill Drive and the mouth of Parley's Canyon. If you're heading north on Foothill right now, not enough congestion to cause any delays in the 215 eastbound. Also in decent shape for northbounders. North and southbound traffic in Utah County, not bad on I-15. Heather?
Traffic's moving pretty well through Weber and Davis County. A much better drive this morning than yesterday, but you still have some pretty dusty winds happening up north and also some power outages. So some of your traffic lights, especially, may be out, and also on the city streets, you need to treat those as a four-way stop and be careful if you have a high-profile vehicle like an RV or if you're a semi-truck driver. Visit the Piano Gallery in Murray this Friday and Saturday for the Yamaha Factory Authorized Piano Sale. Doors open Friday 10 to 7 and Saturday 10 to 6. The Piano Gallery in Murray. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And what about that forecast for today, Grant?
Wow, what a day yesterday. We still had some strong winds in the overnight, the canyon areas. Finally, those canyon winds calming down. It'll still be breezy, but cloudy and cool. The high temperature only 63. Partly cloudy tomorrow. Could even see a stray shower in 68. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Leaves aren't even moving on the trees outside the window here at Triad Center right now. 44 degrees.
Coming up in just a moment on KSL, let's find out more about what has put on hold one of the major COVID-19 vaccine trials. That's just ahead on KSL News Radio.
Stay with us at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. And thanks for riding along this morning with Tim and Amanda on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news. Had a lot of friends on social media in the last 12 to 16 hours that were posting pictures of them eating by candlelight, sitting by candlelight, watching no television, and actually getting to know each other again in the last few hours because they had no power. Boy, our friends at Superior Water and Air have a great idea for you when it comes to making sure the lights stay on the next time this happens.
This is the home standby generator, which is just a safety. It's a safety thing that you get for your home. I got one a few years ago, and I can't tell you how many times I have felt so grateful to have one that when the lights go out, I can literally count the seconds until they come back on. I'll sit there. 1, 2, 3. And then they come back on because it's hooked up to your natural gas. This is not one of those little generators. This is a big generator they install. It's hooked up to your natural gas. It turns the lights back on. It keeps your food, you know, safe. It's just a great thing to have.
We call them, of course, your safe essential service provider. Rob and his team with fantastic certified plumbers and, of course, great HVAC folks. If your furnace system needs a little check before we get into the real cold weather that is sure to come, now's the time to give them a call. It's not the time to fall victim to offers that just sound too good to be true out there. You need the help that Superior Water and Air can provide. Here's the number in Salt Lake, 801-974-9090.
Or go online to superiorwaterandair.com.
Are you planning to retire in the next year or two? You'll face 20 major decisions that will shape the rest of your life. And now is the time to make the right choices. For a free copy of a new 300-page book, 20 Retirement Decisions You Need to Make Right Now, call Net Worth Advisory Group at 801-56-MONEY. That's 801-56-MONEY. You'll learn how to properly handle 401k money, when to start taking Social Security, choosing the right pension payout option, how much you can safely withdraw without running out of money, analyze your retirement health insurance options, and much more. Call 801-56-MONEY. Net Worth Advisory Group is a fee-only retirement planning firm that specializes in your transition from the workforce to retirement. They don't work on commissions, so financial advice is not tainted, and there's no hidden agenda. For your free book, call 801-56-MONEY. You only retire once. Do it right. Call 801-56-MONEY. Make a plan with Net Worth Advisory Group. Call 801-56-MONEY today. September is Healthy Aging Month, and that makes it a great time to talk about cataracts, since this is something most of us will deal with as we get older. Cataracts cause cloudy, blurry vision and increased glare from lights. Who wants their golden years to be obscured by cloudy vision? Not you. Hope's Vision's team of highly skilled surgeons has helped so many seniors by restoring their vision with modern cataract surgery. Ask about their amazing lens options that offer you the opportunity to not only have your vision restored, but also be free of your glasses, bifocals, trifocals, and even readers after cataract surgery. Talk about freedom. Hope's Vision is your world-class leader in modern cataract surgery. If you have cloudy, blurry vision, don't miss another moment. Call 877-30-LASIK or visit hoopsvision.com to schedule your cataract screening. That's 877-30-LASIK or book online at hoopsvision.com.
KSL News Time, 6:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
Weber County, Davis County, and Salt Lake City schools are all closed today because of yesterday's windstorm, as well as three schools without power in the Canyons District. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Thomas.
Second, Rocky Mountain Power says it could be up to 2 or 3 days before they can restore all of the power outages. This morning, they report 109,000 customers are still in the dark.
Third, of course, let's see how the roads are doing this morning. Brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your faith.
No crashes right now on the freeways or city streets, but still have a few intersection lights scattered through Salt Lake, Davis, and Weber counties that may be without power. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Strong canyon wind subsiding today. It's going to be cool with clouds 63. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, 44 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. From northern Washington to southern California, thousands of firefighters are battling hundreds of wildfires across the West. ABC's Alex Stone has more from Los Angeles.
It's been incredibly hot and dry, but now you add in the wind here in southern California called Santa Ana's. Elsewhere, they have different names. But between the heat, 115 degrees here last weekend, and today, single-digit humidity levels, then you add in the wind and the fuel, all the brush, the trees. They are primed to burn, and that's what's unfolding right now. Even if you're not close to a fire, everywhere is covered in smoke.
More U.S. troops in Iraq will be coming home soon.
The top U.S. general in the Middle East, General Kenneth McKenzie, says that the U.S. is going to reduce the number of troops in Iraq from the current deployment of 5,200 down to 3,000. It's happening fast, too, over this month. It'll be the first significant troop reduction in Iraq since 2016.
That's ABC's Tom Rivers at the Foreign Desk. This is ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. One of the major COVID-19 vaccine trials has been put on hold after one person came down with an unexplained illness.
ABC's Stephanie Ramos has the latest.
This morning, the promise of a coronavirus vaccine hitting a roadblock. Drug company AstraZeneca and Oxford University, who were in phase three of testing, now pausing its coronavirus vaccine trials as it investigates a patient who had a serious side effect. This coming hours after eight other drug companies who are racing to create a vaccine joined AstraZeneca, signing a pledge saying that safety will be their top priority. President Trump says there could be a vaccine ready by Election Day. The nation's top infectious disease doctor, Anthony Fauci, doubts it. As scientists scramble to develop a vaccine, some groups are already lobbying to get it first.
You've got to engage the community, both getting the appropriate demographic groups involved in the clinical trial So you prove that it's safe and effective in them.
This as parents across the country send their kids back to school, either virtually or in person. College communities grappling with the influx of COVID clusters across campuses. The Mississippi governor now fearing a possible super spreader stemming from a Labor Day block party near Jackson University. The state's health department reporting 18 and 19-year-olds are leading in COVID cases.
We have people who are dying. Schools want to stay in session. Colleges want to stay open. And just to have such little patience and to have such little restraint that you can't do. I mean, if someone's having a party, don't go.
Some institutions are vowing to crack down. West Virginia University backtracking their in-person classes after several parties were reported last weekend. NYU suspending nearly two dozen students after the university says they broke new COVID-19 rules. The university now implementing stricter testing procedures.
You have to be tested every week. How does it make you feel?
I guess it makes us feel a little safer that they're being pretty strict.
Here in New York City at NYU, they are implementing those stricter COVID testing. And it's not just these testing tents, but behind me, kits are now available to students at their dorms.
Well, that's why you have more than one, you know, series of trials.
Yeah.
Is because, you know, it's possible that one will have a stumble. And that doesn't mean it's crashed and burned forever. It has a stumble, and it will come back up with any luck.
AstraZeneca yesterday said, you know, this is very much a part of the process. It happens with most clinical trials.
Yeah.
And the difference is that these things usually go on with very little publication, very little public notice of, you know, day-to-day what's going on behind the scenes. And then we only hear when a vaccine is available to fight something. But we're kind of living this all in real time right now, which makes it a little uncomfortable, I think. It is something we'll keep an eye on, of course, on the In-Depth at 15 and 45.
6:19, let's get another look now at Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave, and back to you, Andy.
Amanda, I'm seeing a little bit of delay on 90th South already as you come down the hill from 7th East towards State Street and the freeway. For those of you traveling on I-15, we've got good speeds in Salt Lake County. Coming out of Tooele, I-80 and 201 are delay-free at this time. Eric?
Northbound on I-15 Utah County, you've got normal times there, 20 minutes from Provo to Point of the Mountain. Redwood Road also in good shape heading north out of Saratoga Springs. Over on the 215 East Belt, that's also in good shape. And right now, Foothill Drive isn't a major problem as you head up towards the university, unlike yesterday. Heather?
Not a lot of traffic right now in Weber and Davis County, but if you're on I-15 at Legacy Parkway and the West Side Belt, you will be at speed. For those of you on US 89 or any of the city streets, you still have power outages. That means traffic lights may not be working. You need to treat those as a four-way stop. We are starting to see a bit of delay on some of the city streets in Ogden because of those four-way stop traffic lights. Do you have your own construction equipment? Diamond Rental can provide service, repair, and maintenance plans, from aerial inspections and training to generator service. Diamond Rental can help keep your equipment working for you. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. We only have to wait a couple of days and the heat comes back. Here's Grant with your 7-day forecast.
Strong winds fading down at least till breezy, cloudy, cool, 63 degrees. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and a slim chance of showers. We're up to 68. Then we get our summer back, 78 on Friday and lots of sunshine. We're up to 83 on Saturday, mostly sunny. It's even warmer on Sunday, up to 86 that day and lots of sunshine. And it's hotter next week with more sunshine. 89 Monday, 88 Tuesday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now downtown, it's cool this morning, 44 degrees. My heart goes out to the parents of kids in the Salt Lake School District with their classes postponed to begin with.
Yeah.
And then a lot of them wishing that they could go in person, but having to be all from home. And then canceled yesterday because of the wind, and now canceled again today because of the wind. How frustrating for those kids and those parents.
Yeah, just trying to, you know, keep up with it. And if mom and dad are at work, how do you really juggle all of this from one day to the next? You know,
right.
We're supposing that maybe mom or dad or both of them are at home, but that might not be the case for many of these kids.
And if they're home, they've got power outages.
Yeah.
So they couldn't function even if they wanted to, but my heart goes out to them. Hang in there.
You know, that's one question we haven't answered today. If school is closed, does that mean no online classes either?
Well, I would
if
imagine
they were already
so.
Online?
I think in these districts it does.
Yeah.
And especially in Salt Lake, because they don't have power.
Right. That's crazy. trying to navigate all this was tough enough without Mother Nature stepping in on us
right,
here.
Right, yes.
Coming up in a minute, Shawn Michael Lyle takes us off the radar. This gender reveal thing has gotten off the rails. And remember, it was pointed to as maybe one of the things that started a fire or was the cause of a fire in California, one of the many. We'll get a look at that when we come back. And it looks like we're going to have a better day on the markets, too. Your money news is right around the corner.
When you want a brand new kitchen, there's nothing to it. There's a brand new way to do it. 3-Day Kitchen and Bath.
James talks about his experience with 3-Day Kitchen and Bath.
My wife and I had been talking for several years about getting our kitchen and bathroom remodeled. We'd had some bids actually been made. The thing that always put us off was that they were talking about 2 or 3 months to get all this work done. We heard about 3-Day Bath and Kitchen. We thought that we'd give it a try. They spent 3 days on one of our items and 4 days on another, and the cost was about the same thing as all of the people gave us 3-month estimates for. They went out of their way to make sure that we were satisfied with everything when the job was finished. There's simply no question about the idea that they want satisfied customers and they want people who are pleased with their work.
It's about time.
3 days or less.
At 3-Day Kitchen and Bath.
Bill Riley here with University of Utah head football coach Kyle Whittingham. Now tell me, Coach Witt, what's your philosophy on a winning team?
I believe the key to winning is a strong offensive line. When the linemen do their job, nothing gets through to the quarterback so he can do his job.
Well, what happens if the linemen don't do their job?
Ouch. You know, Bill, I recently learned that kidneys work like linemen for your body. When your kidneys work, they block poisons and chemicals from your blood.
Coach, I've heard that 1 in 9 Americans have some form of kidney disease. What can we do to fight back?
Join me, Coach Kyle Whittingham, and be part of the winning team against kidney disease. Donate your used car or truck to the Kidney Foundation. Your car will be towed for free, and you'll get a receipt for a tax deduction. Tell them how to do that, Bill.
Donate your car to the Kidney Foundation today and make your car a kidney car. Cars to save lives. Call 1-800-TOW-CARS. That's TOW CARS. Cars with a K. 1-800-TOW-CAR.
Every year, the National Kidney Foundation helps individuals and families affected by kidney disease. Help them out by making your car a kidney car. Call 1-800-TOW-CARS.
Hi, Doug Wright, and here's something you don't want to put off. You don't want to procrastinate and delay, because Intellibed is having their incredible Labor Day sale. It is underway right now, and you can save $500 off any Intellibed King or Queen from their Legacy or their Signature collections. Along with that, you'll get a free state-of-the-art adjustable base that's valued at up to $1,900. When you put those two numbers together, up to a $2,400 savings right now. It's the Labor Day sale, and it's only at the Intellibed stores. Located in Fashion Place, University Place next to P.F. Chang's in Orem, and in Riverdale next to the Olive Garden. This is the bed we've had in our home, not only in our master bedroom, but in our guest room now for years. We love the Intellibed. The gel matrix has you sleeping firm and soft at the same time. Don't miss the Labor Day sale. It's underway right now at Intellibed.
Well, the creator of the gender reveal party says enough. Details from Shawn Michael Lyle at the KSL National News Desk, brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
That's right, Tim. Fireworks at a gender reveal party in California sparked a major wildfire over the weekend, and it wasn't the first time. Now the woman who invented the gender reveal party 11 years ago is saying, stop it. Jenna Carvanitis, that's Jenna Carvanitis, writes on Facebook, stop having these stupid parties. For the love of God, stop burning things down to tell about your kids' privates. Jenna told the new Mom Who Dis show.
The problem is that the parties have become so aggressive and so crazy. What's happening is that you're centering gender and you're making it the most important part of this new person. And it's really not.
The first ever gender reveal party had a white frosted cake. When cut open, the frosting inside was pink, revealing Jenna was having a girl. That's it. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Shawn Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
I never wanted to know ahead of time. And let me tell you something. After having 2 daughters, when my first son was born, I would not change the reaction and the surprise in that room one bit.
Like, teach their own, I guess. Just keep it safe. Watching Utah's Money brought to you by UCCU. Love where you bank. Just time now to get a look at the futures, and they are up. Dow futures up 222. That is 0.8%. S&P futures up 33.2. That's 1%. The NASDAQ futures up 181.5. That is 1.6%.
We'll see if our traffic and weather is pink or blue this morning when we check your traffic and weather together next.
Have you been trying to finish your basement, but you can't get an electrician to call you back? What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and being your own contractor is hard. It can be frustrating trying to set up a time to meet with subs, get them to send you bids, get a hold of them to answer your questions. It can even be difficult trying to get them to come back and do the work. Trust me, I've been there. Here's the good news. Any Hour Services has an entire electrical install department, and they're a great resource to do the electrical part of finishing your basement. Once your basement's framed, call and schedule a time to meet with one of our electricians. Let them know what you need done, and most of the time, they'll be able to give you a price right then and there. The visit's free, and if you mention this radio ad, they'll give you $150 off each room you have on wire. So if you have two bedrooms, a bathroom, and a living room, that'd be four rooms, and you could save $600, money you could probably spend on the other parts of finishing your basement. For more details or to schedule an appointment, you can message us on Facebook, DM us on Instagram, or call Any Hour Services at 801-443-7300. That's 801-443-7300, Any Hour Services. Or find us online at anyhourservices.com.
629, Triple Team Traffic is back again, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. How we doing, Andy?
Right now, we're not doing too bad in the Salt Lake Valley. Slow spots have been kind of random. Some city streets are getting busy. 45th South over by I-15 and a little bit over into Murray. You may still have some malfunctioning or at least light sections without power along 700 East. It actually looks better now than it did last hour, so who knows, maybe they got some power restored there. A little bit of heavy traffic, I-80 right now, heading out to Tooele just before the Lake Point exit. Eric?
If you're going out to Park City, I-80 is a clean drive overall, and you just have a couple of slow-moving vehicles eastbound and westbound going up to Parley Summit. Foothill Drive is looking pretty decent this morning, at least compared to yesterday. No delay spots right now from I-80 up to the University of Utah. Heather?
Also, a much better commute today in Weber and Davis County than yesterday. You've got good speeds right now on I-15 both directions between the Logan area and just downtown Salt Lake City. No problems on Legacy Parkway. You do have power outages, though, still throughout much of the counties, and that means traffic lights will not be working. You need to treat those as a four-way stop. Zero Res Carpet Cleaning is proven in lab tests to remove more dirt and soils than other methods. Their powered water cleaning means no soap, no shampoos, and no toxic chemicals. Schedule your Zero Res cleaning today. Heather Kelly and the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And what about today's forecast? As crazy as yesterday's, Grant?
A lot of clouds today. It's going to stay cool, but at least the wind's starting to fade down. Not as strong, 63 the high. And then partly cloudy, slim chance of showers tomorrow, 68. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, now 6:30.
Right now, the temperature is 44 degrees.
Pretty a nice start to the morning drive, especially compared to yesterday. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Severe Utah weather.
Looks like the worst of the windstorm is over, but you can expect to see some gusty winds today.
KSL TV meteorologist Grant Wayman says 24 hours ago, we had hurricane force winds reported across northern Utah.
We're not going to expect that today, and we're mainly confining today's winds to just Davis and southern Weber. So into the afternoon hours, we think these winds subside to maybe around 30 miles an hour. Into the evening, one more time where we do expect the winds that could go in the 50 mile an hour plus winds. However, as you can see here, it's just mainly confined to Davis County, and 50 miles an hour, you know, definitely a lot more tolerable than 60, 70, 80 miles an hour. So again, that's the takeaway. The damaging wind's done. We're still going to get some gusty winds around 50 miles an hour. Davis County, elsewhere, it's going to remain fairly quiet.
Grant's complete seven-day forecast is coming up at 6:50 on Utah's Morning News.
Tens of thousands of power outages are still reported this morning.
KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live to begin our live team coverage. John?
Yeah, Amanda, out here in Centerville, it's easy to see the devastation that was left behind. As soon as you venture off the highway, you're greeted with tree branches lining both sides of the road. And there's still many streetlights that are out of commission. I'm here at the Public Works building where crews were coming in and out of all of yesterday, and a number of trees are knocked down right in front of the property. Now, this comes after that intense windstorm that knocked out power for about 170,000 homes and businesses in northern Utah.
So it's important that folks are prepared and are checking on neighbors and friends and making sure that we can all get through this together.
Rocky Mountain Power spokesperson Spencer Hall says the most recent updates that approximately 109,000 customers in the state are still without power, and unfortunately, many of those individuals will be left in the dark throughout today. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Three big public school districts, Weber, Davis, and Salt Lake City, will be closed again today because of wind damage and power outages. But there will be classes today at the University of Utah. KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas has more on which schools are operating.
Weber State University hasn't said yet whether it will have classes today, but it says power has been restored to the campus, except for some dormitories, and employees are expected to report to work. The Canyons District says three schools are still without power, and they'll be closed today. They are Albion Middle School, along with Brookwood and Quail Hollow Elementary Schools. Both Cache and Logan Districts say their schools have power, and they will be operating today. Granite District says it's operating, but it'll be flexible with tardies. Ogden District says it'll be operating today at schools where power has been restored. Layton Christian Academy says it will have classes today. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
We're following a developing story from Ogden, which just confirmed that all schools will be closed today. The district says too many schools do not have power this morning, so the entire Ogden District will be closed today.
A home renovation project will have to be extended after a 90-year-old tree toppled and crashed into a house during that windstorm. Homeowner Brooke Saunders says she had a prompting to sleep in the basement, and hours later, the tree fell, smashing the roof.
Just reminds me how strong we needed to be rooted in storms of life like this. Pretty heartbreaking, but glad to be safe. So.
The couple says the project was almost complete, but now it's going to take a lot longer.
If your home or car has been damaged during this storm, how much is it going to cost you to repair those damages depends a lot on the type of insurance you have.
If you have a $100,000 home and you have a 1.5% deductible, then that's a $1,500 deductible, where if you just had a $1,000 deductible, it's a $1,000 deductible.
Insurance agent Bill Penton says if you have a comprehensive automotive policy, after you pay your deductible, your vehicle is covered. But if you have liability-only coverage, you're on your own to pay for those repairs.
Coming up on KSL, a record-breaking wildfire season continues in California.
And Triple Team traffic.
Speeds on I-15 have been good so far. A few city streets starting to see some delay. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 6:35.
Think you know the story? Think again. 93% believe it's important for our leaders to bring people together. America's actually very united.
Challenge your thinking with Lloyd Matheson. Inside Sources. 11 till 12 on KSL News Radio. Utah's all-day companion for news.
We're chatting with Dr. Bill Simakoski from Utah Stem Cells Joint Treatment and Wellness Center. Doctor, welcome. I have to ask you, what type of things do you do at Utah Stem Cells?
Well, I got my start doing joint regeneration treatments here in Utah using stem cells and platelet-rich plasma to help heal arthritic joints, rotator cuff tendons, ligaments, labrum. Virtually any musculoskeletal tissue in the body can be regenerated with stem cells. And when I first got here to Utah, I was a big ski bum. Even before I learned how to do these treatments, I had really bad arthritis in my knees. I was an ER doctor and a toxicologist for many years, but I really did not want to have to give up skiing. I didn't want to have to give up tennis. I didn't want to have to give up doing all those things that I really enjoy doing. So as my knees got worse and worse, and I knew that eventually I might be due for a knee replacement, or I might be a good candidate for a knee replacement, stem cell technology finally got to us. We learned that we could use stem cells to regenerate cartilage, tendons, ligaments, virtually any musculoskeletal tissue in the body. And from our experiences treating musculoskeletal conditions, we can now treat many different things in the body. And my clinic has really evolved into a regenerative medicine and anti-aging clinic, so we can treat many things for the aging soul.
So it really does work.
It really does work. The results are phenomenal. I dare say amazing and miracle, but those are the types of words that my patients use often. And many people, when they're talking about stem cells, often use those types of adjectives to describe the results that they're getting. It really is a game changer. I would implore you to go to my website. I've got many testimonials on my YouTube channel as well as directly on my website. And I'm sure you can find patients with similar conditions as what you are suffering with and learn what their experiences have been.
And you have a $300 gift card that you can use towards any stem cell procedure if you call in the next 24 hours and schedule a free consultation.
Exactly.
Just visit UtahStemCells.com. UtahStemCells.com.
Hey, maybe you're just getting in the car this morning or turning on the radio. You may have missed the fact that Ogden School District has now been added to the list of schools that will not be in operation today. The district says too many of their schools don't have power, so the entire Ogden District closed for the day.
It is another summer of record fires in California. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, a record 2 million acres has burned from top to bottom in California. The Creek Fire in Fresno County forcing helicopters to return yesterday to rescue more trapped hikers.
We deemed it necessary to get them out. And we did do that safely.
Major wildfires are also burning in Oregon and Washington. The White House set to announce more withdrawals of U.S. troops from Iraq today. The U.S. contingent said to go from 5,600 to 3,000 this month, according to reports. Homeland Security says Russia is spreading disinformation about Democrat candidate Joe Biden's mental health, focusing on gaffes during speeches.
A black man invented the light bulb, not a white guy named Edison.
The report issued yesterday says proxy websites are among the efforts to diminish confidence in Biden ahead of the November election. And the Academy Awards will be implementing diversity standards for Best Picture nominations. At least one leading role and 30% of secondary roles must be from underrepresented groups. Actor Jeffrey Tambor.
If you're not hip to the change, there's going to be the cry of the dinosaur.
The new rules apply beginning in 2024. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time is 6:39. Let's get another early look at Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. And back over to you, Andy.
Traffic on I-15 looking good through Salt Lake County. Got some slowing 5600 West now and Bangor Highway stacking up as you approach the 201 freeway. Got a crash reported at 3100 South and Redwood Road, but I haven't seen any delay from it. Eric?
No delays in Utah County. I-15 running along smooth from Spanish Fork to Point of the Mountain. That's a 24-minute drive time. The major feeder is getting over to the freeway in Utah, looking good from Spanish Fork all the way north to Timpanogos Highway. Heather?
Well, the traffic light on 700 North at I-215's West Belt is flashing red in all directions. Need to treat that as a four-way stop. In fact, any traffic light that's not working where the power's out, also treat those as a four-way stop. For those of you driving in Weber and Davis County, you still have some pretty strong winds, so high-profile vehicles like trailers, campers, RVs, and semi-trucks may still have some difficulty getting around. But right now, everybody's traveling. Hercules First Federal Credit Union announces the opening of their newest location in Harriman. Stop by or visit HerculesCU.com for more on their competitive rates and other locations to serve you. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Yes, we'll have more wind today, but nothing like what we saw yesterday, according to Grant.
Clouds cool today, at least the winds, the stronger winds fading down from those canyon areas. Remaining breezy but cool, 63. Tomorrow partly cloudy, a slight chance of showers, and 68. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Those temperatures holding this hour at 44 degrees.
Coming up in just a moment, Paris Hilton, and I haven't said that name on the radio in a long time, is releasing a new documentary on her life that spends some time talking about her stay at a boarding school here in Utah. We'll explain coming up in a moment here on KSL News Radio.
That's coming up next at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Thanks again for starting your morning and riding along with Tim and Amanda on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
For years and years and years, you've heard me talk about the Kinetico soft water system that we have had now in two homes. They are terrific. But you know, the other soft water systems, they're pretty much all alike. They gobble up way too much salt. They run out of soft water. Even when there's salt in the bin, they kind of tilt out. They have controls that are crazy. You need an engineering degree to figure it out. You just pray that you don't have to reset anything. But I'll tell you what, the Kinetico system truly is different. They do the job with two-thirds less salt. They are consistently, reliably working for you 24/7. They self-adjust. You don't have to mess with any controls. There aren't any controls. And they last. The Kinetico system lasts. And maintenance calls? Honestly, I can say, what's that? You're going to love your Kinetico soft water system. Give them a call like Dee and I did. 801-576-8600. Or go to softwaterutah.com. That's Kinetico.
Enjoy the best savings of the year during Ivy Interiors Labor Day Sale, happening now.
Ivy Interiors has received special manufacturer discounts that they're passing on to the public, which means that all the furniture on their showroom and all special orders will be discounted from 35 to 45% off. Now is a great time to save on quality brands like Bernhardt, Hooker Furniture, Universal Furniture, Norwalk Upholstery, and more. The talented and experienced design team at Ivy Interiors has been helping customers throughout the Mountain West create beautiful and comfortable homes for 28 years. Come meet with one of their designers and browse their lovely 12,000 square foot showroom during their Labor Day sale. You'll be inspired by the latest trends in home fashion and enjoy the best sale prices of the year. Sale ends September 15th. Ivy Interiors, located at 3174 South Highland Drive in Salt Lake City. Also online at ivyinteriorssLC.com. Ivy Interiors, live your style.
Get a hot deal on cool family adventure at Ruby's Inn. Great scenery, lots to do, campgrounds full amenities, hookups, free Wi-Fi, hiking, biking, horse, and ATV trails. Visit rubysinn.com.
For anyone with a mental health issue, today is not going to be another day. Today will be a battle, a war within that person. That's why the need for Salt Lake Behavioral Health Hospital is greater now than ever. Salt Lake Behavioral Health Hospital recognizes the many different faces of mental illness. For some, it's the demon of substance abuse. For others, the daily life of dealing with severe sexual trauma. With so many different issues, such as anxiety, depression, and thoughts of suicide, it's good to know one resource is ready to care for it all. No referral from a physician or emergency room is necessary, and walk-ins are always welcome. They accept most major insurances, and there's free mental health assessments offered 24/7. For anyone with a mental health issue, today is not just another day. But having Salt Lake Behavioral Health Hospital can make it better. Today, every day. Begin online at slbh.org. slbh.org.
It's always great to hear from so many of you first thing in the morning on the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line. The number, of course, 57500. KSL News Time, 6:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First, schools in the Ogden, Weber, Davis, and Salt Lake City school districts, closed today because of the windstorm.
Second, Rocky Mountain Power says about 109,000 outages remain this morning, and it could take 2 or 3 days to restore all of them.
Third, let's see how the roads are doing through it all. Brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave.
Traffic on I-15 looking good. Got a crash reported in West Valley at 3100 South in Redwood and some malfunctioning traffic lights that I can actually see. 700 North near I-215 in Salt Lake. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Strong canyon wind subsiding today. It's going to be cool with clouds 63. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
It's cool right now, 44 degrees.
With KSL's top national stories.
As wildfires erupt up and down the West Coast, some are having to be rescued by exhausted firefighters. ABC's Alex Stone is in Los Angeles County.
Here in California, luckily, most of the large fires are burning in pretty remote areas and not in neighborhoods. A biggest concern being the Creek Fire in Fresno County. That one has caused numerous rescues of hikers and campers up in the mountains. There are worries about a fire outside of L.A. moving into neighborhoods. Right now, the wind is pretty calm. But in Oregon, the flames are in neighborhoods running through the city of Medford. Tens of thousands are evacuated trying to get away from the flames.
Drug company AstraZeneca and Oxford University now pausing phase 3 testing of their potential coronavirus vaccine. Researchers are investigating a patient who had a serious side effect. New concerns as parents across the country send their children back to schools and universities. New clusters of COVID cases have been showing up in college towns. Some high school students are also protesting they want to be back in class. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. Paris Hilton is releasing a new documentary on her life that spends a good amount of time talking about her stay at a boarding school here in Utah where she says she was abused.
We get more from ABC's Amy Robach.
You know her as the star of The Simple Life and the life of the party.
What's up, Belgium?
But this morning, Paris Hilton is showing a side we've never seen before.
Sorry, I'm so used to, like, playing a character that it's, like, hard for me to, like, be normal.
In a new documentary, This Is Paris, the reality star describing a dark chapter of her life many didn't know about until now.
Something happened to my childhood that I've never talked about with anyone. I still have nightmares about it.
Paris detailing her rebellious years in the 90s as a teen in New York, sneaking out to clubs, skipping school, making headlines. Then Hilton claims in the dark of night, she was whisked away to Utah Provo Canyon School, a boarding school for troubled teens, which now describes itself as an intensive psychiatric youth residential treatment center.
Here we are, Paris's school.
She alleges she was physically and emotionally abused there, claiming in the documentary the school would punish people by putting them in isolation and would make people take their clothes off and go in there like for 20 hours. Hilton saying, I felt like I was going crazy. Someone was in the other room that was like in a straitjacket. I was just freezing. I was starving. I was alone. I was scared. She's not the only former student with this type of allegation.
My life there was a nightmare.
Lee Goldman, who attended from 2002 to 2004 after the school was under new ownership, says she too was taken there unexpectedly and alleges she also experienced forced isolation.
I would sit at a desk for almost 2 months straight. I didn't go to school. I was not allowed to talk to any of my peers or staff. And I would sit at this desk. I would eat all of my meals there. And I would just read school books for the entire day.
Jen Robison, who attended from 2003 to 2005, claims students were controlled and degraded.
If you improperly fold socks, you receive infractions which lead to further punishments.
The school telling ABC News in a statement that it was sold in August 2000, and it cannot comment on the operations or patient experience prior to this time, noting they do not condone or promote any form of abuse.
The school did not respond to the allegations made by more recent participants in the program, but did say they are committed to providing high quality care to youth with special and often complex emotional, behavioral, and psychiatric needs.
That's the in-depth at 15 and 45.
6:49 means triple team traffic, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. Let's get back over to the traffic center and check in with Andy.
And a few slow spots starting to show up. 56th and Bangor near 21st South. Some 90th South slowdowns have been building over between State Street and the railroad tracks this morning. The tracks, I should say. And we're looking good on I-15, but a little bit heavy around 90th South. Eric?
Keeping an eye on Foothill Drive, see how much of the stuff that happened yesterday will be left over for northbound vehicles today, because yesterday was a major problem from I-80 all the way to the University of Utah campus. Right now, just a little bit of slowing between 1700 and 1300 South. Not too bad. I-15 Utah County, that's looking good northbound and southbound on the freeway. Heather?
We have a bit of good news in Weber and Davis County. The restrictions for high-profile vehicles have been lifted, but the winds will still be a bit gusty, so you just may want to use a little bit of caution. Keep your hands on the steering wheel as you drive through Weber and Davis counties. There are no delays right now on I-15 or Legacy Parkway, but we have dozens, if not hundreds, of traffic lights not working, so you need to treat all of them as a four-way stop. Durden's Appliance and Mattress in Bountiful will check all competitors' prices and offer you the lowest price on your new appliances. Visit durdensappliance.com, brands you know at prices you'll love. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s, and let's find out what happens in the 7-day forecast, and we look ahead with Grant.
Winds fading down today, clouds and cool, still breezy and 63 degrees. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, a slim chance of showers and 68. Then we get our summer back here. Sunshine on Friday, we're up to 78. Pleasant looking weekend. Sunshine 83 Saturday, 86 Sunday, and sun. And then it gets even hotter next week. Monday 89 and sunshine 88 Tuesday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
The roller coaster continues, but right now it's chilly. It's 44 degrees.
And we have breaking news on KSL News Radio. The Granite School District says five schools are closed today because they don't have power right now. Bonneville Junior High, Spring Lane Elementary, Eastwood Elementary, Upland Terrace Elementary, and Connection High School.
Those are the five Granite District schools closed today because of the windstorm. That includes in-person and distance learning. We'll have another update on school closures coming up in the 7 o'clock report on KSL News Radio.
Well, Amanda and I are happy to tell you that if you haven't taken advantage of the year-end clearance pricing on all of the great Honda models that are out there, you still have time because their lots are jammed right now with a lot of new inventory, including those 2020 Honda Accords. Shout out to Lorenzo up there at Ken Gar Forum. If you haven't driven one of these great Accords in a while, you are missing out on one of the best, quietest, most comfortable rides you will ever find. With spacious interior, space for up to five people with an impressive amount of rear headroom and legroom. I don't take my 6'5" son many places these days, but when I do, and he's in the back seat, he appreciates having leg room, I'll tell you that. And, of course, all of the safety measures that you've come to expect from Hondas, including the cross-traffic monitor alerts that will tell you when approaching vehicles are detected and when you're backing up.
That's one of the things about the Honda Accord is I own one, and you know, at least the Honda Accord is quiet. The rest of my life is noisy, but the Honda Accord is quiet. I had a chance to drive the Honda Pilot, the brand new one from Ken Garf Honda downtown. Thank you, Brandon. This is the big SUV from Honda that comfortably seats eight. It's got multiple seating configurations depending on what you want to do with it, but it's got all that tech, you know, the intelligent management tracking, and it's got plenty of cargo space. So if you have a big family and you need to take big stuff, that's fine too. But all that technology and the cross-traffic monitor and the multi-angle rear camera, I love that. You've got to check out the Honda Pilot.
And take advantage of these great year-end clearance prices. The more you compare, the more you know it's time to buy a Honda from your Utah Honda dealers.
As the sun rises on a cool, crisp morning, you hear the whistling of wings as the birds make their first move. You know you're ready. You hear a faint whisper of, flock on the left, and the world seems to stop. Until you hear the words, take them. Be successful on your next adventure with top brands and gear at the Scheels Hunt Sale. Going on now. Scheels, right there with you. In-store and online at Scheels.com.
For all of your waterfowl hunting needs, Scheels has the experts and products you trust.
Take control of your financial future at the virtual Women in the Money Utah Financial Empowerment Conference, Friday, October 9th from 8 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. There is no better time for women of all ages, cultures, and financial situations to grow their financial capability together and hear from Utah's most influential women leaders. Register today at womeninthemoney.org. That's womeninthemoney.org. Or text FUTURE to 57500 for details and get ready to take control of your financial future.
Hi, Doug Wright, and here's something you don't want to put off. You don't want to procrastinate and delay, because Intellibed is having their incredible Labor Day sale. It is underway right now, and you can save $500 off any Intellibed King or Queen from their Legacy or their Signature collections. Along with that, you'll get a free state-of-the-art adjustable base that's valued at up to $1,900. When you put those two numbers together, up to a $2,400 savings right now. It's the Labor Day sale, and it's only at the Intellibed stores. Located in Fashion Place, University Place next to P.F. Chang's in Orem, and in Riverdale next to the Olive Garden. This is the bed we've had in our home, not only in our master bedroom, but in our guest room now for years. We love the Intellibed. The gel matrix has you sleeping firm and soft at the same time. Don't miss the Labor Day sale. It's underway right now at Intellibed.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by UCCU, love where you bank. Rio Tinto's board says they will hold a meeting to debate the future of their CEO. The company is facing growing pressure after workers destroyed an ancient Aboriginal heritage site in Australia.
The futures markets are all up right now. Dow futures up 183. That's almost 7/10. The S&P futures up 28.5. The Nasdaq futures up 154.
And we'll get another peek at traffic and weather together when we come back.
You trust us for news and information in your car. Now trust us at home. KSL News Radio is your window to the outside world, keeping you informed on the coronavirus with updates every half hour, plus breaking news the minute it happens. Listen on your Amazon Echo or Google Home device. Just say, listen to KSL News Radio, or download the KSL News Radio app. Text the word app to 57500. Take us home with you. KSL News Radio.
Have you been annoyed by people working in your home having to remind them that there's a pandemic, to wear masks, gloves, and shoe covers when they come into your home? Have you had to back up and keep backing up to keep a 6-foot social distance? With so many working from home, our plumbing, heating, air conditioning, drains, and electrical systems are used more and are more likely to break down. I imagine the last thing you want is to have a technician come out, breathe up in your face, and spread germs everywhere. Even as things open up at Whipple Service Champions, we continue to provide our no-contact service calls. This means face masks, gloves, shoe covers, and sanitizing before and after every call. Keep things working, experience the Whipple difference, and get $100 off any plumbing, heating, air conditioning, electrical, or drain cleaning repair of $300 or more. Call Whipple Service Champions, 801-444-FAST, 801-444-FAST.
Whipple, they come, plumbing troubles all.
For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
It is time this morning for Utah Gives Back, a story about Utahns helping those in need. Here's Select Health's Community Relations Manager, Greg Reed.
Healthy kids make engaged students. Children who are active and eating well are more likely to have improved concentration, are happier, and earn higher grades. But too many kids are not getting the exercise and nutrition they need. Select Health has created an online school-based program that helps teachers, students, and parents live the healthiest lives possible through B3, Brain Body Boost. This program helps 4th, 5th, and 6th grade teachers bring health education into the classroom while students get active through lesson plans, activities, and other online resources. The B3 curriculum is aligned with the Utah Health Education Core Standards, providing teachers with tools to complete these requirements. Participation is completely free. Teachers can earn free school supplies by completing the program tasks, and classes can earn grand prizes for being active. Students will enter their daily activity minutes online to track their progress. If you're interested in learning more or are a teacher interested in signing up, go to b3kids.com. That's b3kids.com. Select Health recognizes the positive health impact from B3 as another example of how Utah gives back.
Utah Gives Back is brought to you by Select Health, your local not-for-profit health insurance company.
659, Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. And back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, traffic on the freeways in Salt Lake County doing good, but it's the city streets that are struggling. 56th West already busy from Parkway Boulevard up past almost to California Avenue. You've got delays on Bangor Highway approaching the 201 freeway. It's been really slow both directions of 90 South approaching the Tracks Arms in Sandy this morning, much more than usual, especially for this time of day. Eric?
If you're heading out towards Park City this morning on I-80, you do have some slow-moving vehicles going up to Parley Summit. This is on the eastbound side, westbound side, not so much so. I-15, Utah County, that's running at normal speeds right now. A little bit of congestion in Provo on University Avenue from 300 South up to the BYU campus area. Heather?
Restrictions have been lifted for high-profile vehicles in Weber and Davis County, but you still have extremely gusty winds to contend with as you drive along I-15, which is moving at speed right now. Visit the Piano Gallery in Murray this Friday and Saturday for the Yamaha Factory Authorized Piano Sale. Doors open Friday, 10 to 7. And
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.